Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be real, things are getting pretty complicated out there. We're constantly connected, bombarded with information, and juggling a million things at once. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep up? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you instantly feel the need to check it, even if you're in the middle of something important? Well, today we're diving into the impact technology has on our mental health and relationships. It's a juicy topic because, let's face it, our relationship with technology is complicated. It can be amazing connecting us with people across the globe, providing instant access to information, and making life easier in so many ways. But on the flip side, it can also leave us feeling anxious, overwhelmed, and even disconnected from the real world. So how do we navigate this digital minefield? How do we use technology to our advantage without letting it take over our lives? Here are five key takeaways that can help you strike a better balance. First off, recognize the signs of tech overload. You know, that feeling when your brain feels fried, you're constantly checking notifications, and you just can't seem to focus on anything else. It's like being in a perpetual state of urgent, even if there isn't really an emergency. Those are red flags, my friends. Second, set boundaries. You don't have to be glued to your phone 24/7. Designate tech-free zones and times, maybe doing meals before bed or on weekends. Think of it as giving your brain a break from the constant stimulation. Imagine it like taking a refreshing dip in a cold pool after a long day in the sun. It's revitalizing. Third, prioritize real-life connections. Remember those face-to-face interactions that used to be so common? Yet those are still important. Make time for friends and family, go on dates, engage in activities that don't involve screens. You know, build genuine human connection. It's like the lifeblood of our well-being. Fourth, cultivate mindfulness. When you find yourself scrolling mindlessly through social media or getting sucked into the internet vortex, take a step back. Notice your thoughts and feelings. Ask yourself, what am I really seeking here? Often, we're just trying to fill a void or escape from something else. Be present in the moment and appreciate the simple things around you. It's like taking a deep breath and savoring the fresh air. And lastly, remember that it's okay to unplug sometimes. Don't be afraid to take a break from technology altogether. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, or simply enjoy some quiet time. You might be surprised at how much you can accomplish and how much better you feel when you disconnect from the digital world. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Now let me paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a high school student who's constantly glued to her phone. She spends hours scrolling through social media, comparing herself to others, and feeling anxious about missing out. This constant online presence is affecting her sleep, her grades, and even her relationships. She feels overwhelmed and disconnected from the people around her. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. She sets aside time each day for offline activities, reading, playing sports, spending time with friends and family. She limits her social media use and focuses on cultivating genuine connections in her real life. As a result, Sarah feels less stressed, more focused, and more connected to the world around her. So there you have it. The impact of technology is real, but we have the power to shape our relationship with it. Remember, technology should be a tool to enhance our lives, not control them. By setting boundaries, prioritizing real-life connections, and practicing mindfulness, we can create a healthier and more balanced relationship with the digital world. Let's make tech work for us, not against us. Take those five key takeaways and put them into action today. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from it. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback means the world to me. And join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #HealYourAttachmentStyle. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay tuned and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.